Hey, good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap here on a Saturday morning. It's June the 3rd already. We're halfway through the new year almost. It's just kind of not so crazy, isn't it? Plenty of sunshine expected today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms maybe this afternoon. Sunny skies. Or warming up all the way to 89. Chance of precipitation, easy for you to say. About 30%. For tonight, looks like isolated showers and thunderstorms before 8 o'clock. Partly cloudy, low around 63 tomorrow.
The one.
And it does look
still
like...
Still a friend. You can count on.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm 100%. So, let's play this.
For the price of a cup of tea, you got my cold.
There we go. What do you think about that? Okay, that was a fun little jingle, wasn't it? We've had some difficulties this morning. I don't know if you've known that or not, but for those of you that are just tuning in, you may have tuned in earlier, and we had intermittent radio, and then we had silent radio, and now we've had abundance of radio. So we've had all kinds of fun stuff going on today. So we'll try to level things off. We'll try to make things right. And the only way to do that, in my opinion, is to bring on the head coach of the girls' track team, and that, of course, is Janet Smith. Janet, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. What is going on? You guys, the track team, it's kind of rolling to an end here, but I believe you're still in section runoffs here today, right? It was last night and today?
We had Thursday night. We did a prelims, and half of our field events had finals. And the 2 mile, the 3200 was a final on Thursday. And then, yeah, today we go back over to Lakeville South at 4 o'clock. And we have our meet for finals, so we're really excited about it.
Is it a team now, or are we down to singles? Where are we at?
Track is kind of interesting. We do true team earlier in the season, which is like the team state stuff, and now it is more down to the singles. You can still score as a team at state, but it's only with any individuals or relays that score, you know, that go and score. So it's not a true team. That's why we have the true team earlier. But so we're down to pretty much individuals trying to qualify and relays and stuff. And we had one qualify on Thursday, which was really exciting. Did you guys hear about that?
Well, I'm sure you told me already. You probably sent me an email.
Yeah, Amber Mahal, she qualified for state in the high jump. She placed first in the section 1AAA, and we're super excited about her as a freshman.
What was her height?
What'd
she jump?
She jumped 5'2".
Okay.
So 2-inch PR for her.
How tall is she?
Oh, gosh. She's tall. She's way taller than me.
Is she?
Probably close to 6 foot. I don't know.
Okay.
I'd have to ask her.
You still haven't figured out if she did the Fosbury flop or the other one, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
It's one of those things where you run up to this stationary bar and jump over. That's what you do.
Yeah.
In the high jump.
Yeah, she did great. It was so fun to watch her. They had it up to 5 foot. That was her previous best, and she made 5 foot pretty handily. She hadn't missed until like the later height, so that was really great. So her legs were fresh the whole time. And then after they hit 5 foot, they started going up by 1 inch, and she made 5'1", and sure enough, made 5'2". And got in the first place there, and she's going with a Farmington girl who took second. So they're both moving on to the state tournament.
Did they both go for 5'3", or did she already win it out? She won it outright by getting 5'2".
I have to look that up. I was watching the 800s at that point at the very end of her.
Well, of course
high jump
you are.
Stuff.
Long distance and all.
Of course, here they both made 5'2". And so she won it because she had less misses than the Farmington girl.
Got it. So what do you got going on? So the boys are running too today, aren't they?
Yep. It's the boys and girls mixed meet, of course. So we start out with the 4x8 at 4 o'clock all the way through like a normal running schedule. And then the other half of the field events will happen today. So like since girls high jump happened Thursday, now today is boys high jump. Boys pole vault went on Thursday, so now today is girls pole vault. So the other gender switches those field events. So we are excited to see what happens in the girls' shot put today. We have Elena French, who is our top shot putter. She has a chance to go to state. She's seated third right now going in. So she's going to hopefully have a great day, and we'll see what happens there. Inga Johnson should hopefully podium in that event as well. So, yeah, good things coming.
One of the primary reasons I wanted you to come on the program today is because you do work with the long distance, and you work with the relay teams. And because of that, you not only help coach with the boys, but then Tyler Baylow comes around and helps coach with your long jumps and your high jumps and different stuff like that. So you guys kind of share responsibility. I try to get a hold of Tyler as well. But my understanding is the boys team has a pretty good shot with these relays, these long-term, these 4x800s and stuff like that. Is that a correct assessment there?
Yeah, we're going to go for it today in the 4x8 again. We've went the last 2 years in the 4x8 to state. And so we have a really solid crew going for it today. We're even going to probably be in contention to break our school record today. And if we don't take top two, we could even be within the state qualifying time to qualify in the 4x8. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be a great day.
Any of the other relays teams? I know that there was several relay teams that kind of had potential. Is there anybody that stands out that you remember, either the boys or the girls?
Yeah, I mean, the boys 4x2 has been kind of tiptoeing into that, you know, contention spot all season. Both our 4x4 boys and girls should place pretty high on the podium. I know the boys 4x1 is also in contention for a good podium spot. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting with the relays. I have a going to switch over to my girls miler, Addison Enfield. She's placed fifth going into the mile today, the 1600. She had an outstanding run at a conference, and she placed honorable mention all conference, taking third, dropping about 12 seconds on her mile time. So she got her time down to a 5:21. So we're excited about her. Josie Houck made finals in the 800. We've got two boys who made finals in the 800, Nathan Amundsen and Sam Folland. I know Johan Schroer is going to be in the finals in the 300 hurdles. So, yeah, it's just going to be a really exciting big day.
And you said you're in Lakeville?
Yep, Lakeville South. The one AA goes before us. So they're off and starting the meet right now this morning. We flip-flop every year. So last year we were in the morning and they were in the afternoon. So we have the hot afternoon session this year. And then what'll be interesting is next year it'll flop, but we're going to be in AA next year. So we'll be in the afternoon again next year.
89 degrees expected for today. Maybe some overcast skies, some light chance of a shower here, shower there. We've had a bunch of sporadic showers the last couple of days where they just randomly the sky opens up and dumps about a quarter of an inch and then it goes away. Mm-hmm. Any concerns from a dehydration standpoint or a preparation standpoint today since you're so late in the season?
Yeah, I mean, at least we've been able to get acclimated the last couple of weeks. It's not like our first time running in this kind of heat. I'm bringing, you know, towels with ice buckets and stuff for the kids, for my distance kids, to kind of just keep around their necks and stay cool. This is great weather for the sprinters. They like this tropical weather. It's good for their muscles. So it'll be great. You know, I think at least we don't have the 2 mile today. That's the one we really get concerned about in the heat. But we should be okay. It'll be hot, but it'll be a good day.
Is there anybody that you're crossing your fingers for? You've like been watching all year long and you've seen some hopefulness or you've seen some huge improvement and then you're just waiting. Maybe today you just go, you cross your fingers and go, take another 2 seconds off, and this person could really make a difference. Anybody like that that's sneaking into the background that we need to be paying attention to?
Yeah, I mean, on the boys' side, I know Braden Brackey has been at the top of the conference and the top of the section all year. He's in fourth, seated in, going into finals today. We're hoping he sneaks through and gets to the state meet. On the girls' side, like I talked about, Addison Enfield, she's got a good chance to do something in the 1600. If she has a really big day, she could potentially sneak into that second place spot. I already mentioned Elena French in the shot put for the girls. It's looking good. Nathan Amundsen and Sam Fallon both have a chance in the boys 800. That race is going to be the race of the day. We've got the top nine guys can all go under 2 minutes in the 800. That's going to be the race of the day there, to see what happens in that 800. And that's also an interesting race too, because a lot of those boys will have already ran in the 4x8, or they might have already ran in the 1600, or, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of a thing, or they might be running in the 4x4 later in the meet, and their team's trying to go to state in that meet. So that event. So that's always an interesting one. And I think if I were to go out to the track today to watch a race, I'd probably be watching that boys 800.
So you said some of the top nine are under 2 minutes. Is Nathan under that 2 minutes?
Yep. Both Nathan and Sam Fallon going in today are under 2 minutes. They had the, they were second and third in the prelim going into today, but they're probably more like fourth and fifth overall if you look at season best. We've got Andrew Casey from Lakeville North who can do a 1:52. And so he's just an amazing athlete to watch. He'll probably take first, and then everybody else is running for second, that place to go to state.
So Nathan Amundsen obviously been in the state a couple of different times for cross country and 800s and different things like that. So this is not unfamiliar territory. Do you look to him to be like a leader to the team and to everybody else that maybe has a potential? Is he kind of just extended himself as a captain or something like that, or as an assistant coach, or is he, you know, just kind of, you know, there to fire people up?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You nailed it. He is our guy. He helps wrangle the troops. He helps get the relay motivated. He talks strategy with us coaches like he's a coach. We talk about, you know, what order are we going to run our relay crew in, who should go first, second, third, fourth. We look at scouting reports and see, like, okay, you know, Owatonna's second leg is going to run this. Who should we run as our second leg and things like that? So we're running Nathan today, Sam Fallon, there's seniors. Brecken Riley's a senior. And then our fourth leg is going to be a freshman today, Isaac Schleif. So, you know, he hasn't been through this before, and he was relying on those seniors, especially Nathan, to just keep him calm and show him the ropes. And it's going to be really exciting.
So are you up there right now?
Nope, not yet. Our bus leaves at 2.
Okay.
It'd be fun to go watch the AA, but I think I'll stay out of the heat and
sure.
save myself for this afternoon with the kids.
So what are you going to do? I mean, this is a section meet, so you're there. Obviously, you can't run any of the races. What do you do as a coach? Obviously, you're running. I'm sure as they're running, maybe you're running across the field and you're screaming and yelling and your time, hey, you're at 20, you know, you're at a minute and a half and, you know, whatever. What does Tyler and Janet do during these contests?
Well, Tyler is a little bit more limited over to the long jump and triple jump pits, but he's at least on that side of the track and kind of can go and shout at the kids over there by the kind of the end zone of that side. And then my other distance coach, Doc Riley or Patrick Riley, he'll be by the finish line shouting splits out. And then I usually go to the other backstretch side of the track and shout splits and encouragement over there. We can't actually be on the infield at this meet. It's the only meet we can't be on the infield. And so we have to stay outside the fence and just give our best encouragement. And we just kind of send our birdies off and say,
wow.
Fly, birdies, fly, you got this. You
so know, all the participants are on the infield, but the coaches are on the outside of the fence.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So
that's wild.
Yep.
So what about the what about the rest of the so you've got all these kids in there. Are they standing on the edge of the track rooting guys on and stuff like that too? Are they allowed to cheer?
They are if they're warming up for their other events. So they really restrict who's in on the infield at all times. So you can't have headphones, you can't have your phones, you can't have any devices on the infield. And so you go into the field and then you go into this clerking tent. And so you get ready for your race, you get your hip numbers, and you get to do all your strides and stay in the infield pretty much from about a half hour before your race till your race. And then you stay on the infield to do awards on the podium, and then they scoot you off of there and get the next crew of races, you know, people, athletes in on the infield. So, yeah, they keep it pretty tight ship. They want there to be no distractions or weirdness, you know, happening to any but kids. You know, at our other duels and tries and, you know, those meets, we get to just mingle around and
right.
kids can kind of cross the track during the middle of a 400 when there's nobody running. But they don't let people do that at all during these meets.
So if I'm a fan and I want to come watch this 800 relay team this afternoon, I'm going to be standing outside, right? I mean, there isn't a gallery or there isn't a bunch of seats.
There's a huge stadium of seating of, you know, bleachers for everybody to sit and watch. Yeah, there's plenty of spectating available. They've got over by the high jump, they have bleachers. Over by the triple and long jump, they have bleachers. They have, you usually have to bring a chair yourself to go watch the throwing area, but no, there's lots of areas to spectate. It's very exciting, and you can see almost everything happening other than the throws that are kind of behind the stadium. You can watch pole vault from the stands, and all the action you can pretty much see from up in the bleachers.
So when you say Lakeville South, is it the Lakeville South High School or?
Yeah, their track and football stadium there at Lakeville South, right by their school, their high school.
Okay. Well, it starts at 4, you said, right?
Yep, 4 o'clock starts, and I think 8 o'clock is our final race, or 7:45, something like that. So it's going to be a big day.
It's going to be a beautiful day this afternoon. Like I said, there are some chances of some slight showers or thunderstorms, but it sounds like they would be quick and just blow right on through. So hopefully you'll be able to get this entire meet in this afternoon. So good luck. Let's find out what's happened. Let's keep them running. Let's get that Amundsen kid that we're pulling for him.
I'll tell him to turn left and run fast.
That's right. As fast as you can and keep moving left. That is correct.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on.
Janet,
good luck to all.
Yeah, thanks for being on, and thanks and good luck to all the kids today.
Thank you.
All right. Head coach of the girls track team and co-coach with the boys track team, Jan Smith, joins us this morning. So, again, 4 o'clock this afternoon, Lakeville South. The Northfield Raiders will go into a section finals meet here this afternoon. The boys baseball team, 11 o'clock, Red Wing. They're taking on Byron in the semifinal. The 1AAA semifinal going on today at 11 o'clock this morning. You have plenty of time to get over there and root them on. 4 o'clock this afternoon is the track and field up at Lakeville South. So if you're looking for something to do, if you want to get out and enjoy some of the sunshine, you can do that certainly today by getting out and rooting for your Raiders. We still got plenty of show left to go here. Hopefully we've got all the bugs figured out. We'll see what happens. But stick around. We got Mel Miller with the girls golf team coming up. We've got some interviews with the Meet the Raider this afternoon or this morning with Liz Campbell and Evan Lowe. And Evan Lowe will do the scoreboard coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes as well. Get you up to date on what's happening around Raider Nation. Stick around. We got more coming up on 95.1 The One KYMN.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Connects Nurseries and Landscaping in Northfield is your all-in-one garden center. Come and browse thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals, as well as a variety of soil, mulch, and rock. Connect's knowledgeable staff are here to help you with your next project. Check us out at connects.net. That's KNECHTS.net, where plants and people connect.
Community Resource Bank is an integral part of the Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville communities, offering solutions for business, residential, and investment accounts. With our CRB mobile app, you get convenience and protection with notifications about your balance, account activity, and making deposits. View your e-statements or set up online bill payments. The CRB mobile app makes it easy. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
When looking for your next home, consider a single-level, universally designed home. What is universal design? Universal design means that it's designed for everyone, from the little children running around to grandpa and grandma, and anywhere in between. Features like zero entry mean there are no stairs or thresholds to get in your way. Make your next home more inviting to everyone and find the home that you can spend a lifetime in.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
As a locally owned business here in our community since 1995, we know what it takes to keep your office complex clean. Hi, this is Beth from Service Master by Iyett. We hire and train the best people in the industry, allowing them to become an extension of your staff. We offer daily, weekly, and monthly janitorial services to over 100 businesses in our community. Call us today at 507-366-7149 and demand the yellow van.
Demand the yellow van. Call Service Master.
Ja, guten Morgen. Welcome. Welcome to my nightmare. Hey, welcome to the Raider Wrap here on a Saturday morning. It is the third day of June. Scattered showers and thunderstorms maybe this afternoon. They might get in the way of that track meet just a little bit, but hopefully not a whole lot of lightning. A 30% chance of rain. Maybe a little precipitation, not that much. High of 89. Tonight, isolated showers. Otherwise, cooling off to 63. Tomorrow, isolated showers, thunderstorms. Sunny skies and a high again of 89 for Sunday night. Isolated showers cooling off again right around that 65. And then for Monday, a 40% chance of showers or thunderstorms throughout the afternoon, a high of 89. Monday night looks like, again, continued chances, some slight showers. So it's going to be hit or miss pretty much all over the state. No matter where you're at, there's going to be a hit or miss opportunity for a chance of precipitation. Monday night cooling off again around 62. And then for Tuesday, warming back up to 78. We got plenty of sunshine this morning, without a doubt. Absolute beautiful day. Beautiful day to get out and do some golfing. Mel Miller, the head coach of the girls' golf team, joins me this morning, and he's in studio. Hey, Mel, how are you?
Just fine. How are you today?
Isn't that what you look like?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I forget what you look like some days. You are, you had a pretty decent season, I think, overall for the girls' team. Not a big surprise, I guess. Emerson Garley advances again. Yeah. I don't think that's a shock or a surprise to many people, but what have you liked about her game this year so far?
She's very consistent. She plays right around 80 or even better. She had started out the season, you know, low 80s, but then she consistently gets better. Her ball striking is really good. She hits the ball off the tee really well. She hits her irons really well. Keeps the ball in play. I mean, occasionally you're going to make a mistake. You're going to hit the ball on a hazard. But she doesn't get herself in too much trouble. And that's key. And that's why she was able to win on Thursday at the section meet. Because she got in trouble a couple times, but she was able to recover. That's the other thing about Emerson. If she makes a bogey or a double bogey, well, within two or three holes, she's making a birdie. Because she's got that mindset, I'm going to get that shot back.
Right.
So, and you got to admire that in her. And she works really hard in her game. She's practicing every day, or she's playing every day. And her work ethic is rubbing off on a lot of the other kids. Because I know the Johnson twins, they play every day. And Anna Jordan and Danica Sorum play almost every day. You know, we didn't have a practice yesterday, but the girls called me on Thursday night and they wanted me to get them tee times for yesterday. So they went out and they played yesterday anyway on their own because I gave them the day off, but they still went out and played.
Right.
So, and that's nice to see as a team. That's just going to make us better for next year.
Well, you and I were just chatting, and it's like, if you want to be good at that sport, you've got to play. Playing every 3 weeks does not necessarily help your craft. It doesn't really do much for you. And so you're usually, throwing some golf balls and some golf clubs once in a while when you're doing that. But if you really want to be good, I think Emerson really wants to be good at what she does. And you almost have to play this game every day.
Yeah, you have to. You have to continue to work on it. And it's not just tee to green. It's on the green and around the greens, and all the girls do that. They do practice their chipping in their putting because that's how you get better. You save strokes. You know, half the game is on the green. So you need to save strokes on the green, and that's where you can save them. If you just miss the green but you chip up and you make a putt, well, you still saved a par. Or maybe you saved a bogey because something else happened. But if you can save shots, that's key to the game.
Right. Par, of course, being a good thing, bogey not so much. But yeah. For those keeping score out there, so if it's a par four, you make it in four, then you get a par, and that's kudos, that's good. So what do you do? Do you have a specific? So you're on the green, you got a putt, got to be able to putt. So do you have a specific technique, or do you have a tool or something that you use that you help them instruct? Being able to read
holes and putts and speed and.
Reading the greens is more instinctive, but we have one of our assistant coaches, Coach Stevens, who his kids went on to play or playing college golf right now. You know, he still volunteers for us. He comes out and helps, and he's got a lot of drills that he gives the girls to help their putting. I mean, on Wednesday, we just went out and played like four holes. Then we went to the putting green, and they were putting. They had all six girls were at a different hole on the putting green, and they were like 5 or 6 feet away, and they had to make all six of them had to make the putt before they could move to the next hole. And they wanted to do that in 21 tries, you know, that, and it's sometimes one girl misses it, and, you know, then she's apologizing to the rest of the team. And then they were doing another drill, and I think it's called the cat and mouse game, where the one girl will hit and go to the next hole, and the next girl hits, and if she can get to the next hole and beat her before then, and she's in the lead, so they keep playing. So little games like that help them. A lot of the girls, I know Emerson does, the Johnsons do, and Mr. Stevens has putting aids that he helps with the girls. He puts down, helps them align the putt. They have one where the ball goes in and it rolls along this track, and it helps them hit the ball straight. Another one where the putter head goes against the back of this device, and it makes them keep the, when they're putting, it makes it keep it straight. So, because if they're out of alignment, it's going to hit it, and they're not going to be able to hit the ball. So, and then we'll put two tees down just wide enough for the putter head to fit through, and they got to putt through that. They got to hit the putter head, has to go through those two tees. So a lot of little drills like that helps the girls get better, you know, helps reinforce the muscle memory, because that's really what it becomes. It's muscle memory, hitting the same putt every time.
Well, it is. So the key, actually, when you think about that too, I mean, there's a reason that on the putter there's a little line that's in the middle of that, and that is exactly what that is. It's actually the trajectory of the putter and the ball. And you see a lot of players that they'll pick their ball up, you know, they'll clean it off, and then they'll turn their golf ball. So on their golf ball, a lot of times they'll have an arrow or they'll have a line, and they'll line that thing up. So they'll line that right up. And then when you come up with the putter, now you've got a line on your putter. So the objective, obviously, is if I can pull that straight back and pull that straight forward and I go line on line at that trajectory, that ball should go that direction.
That direction you want it to go, you know, and aiming, because it's, then you got to bring in the reading the greens. Okay, how much break do I got to play? And Emerson is really good at that. She can read her line. And that's why she makes, you know, one or two or three birdies every round. You know, you're going to have bogeys. It just happens. But she gets it back. You know, and that's big when you can get that, get a bogey back with a birdie.
And she's still young. Yeah. She's like a sophomore.
She's a junior.
She is a junior this year. Okay.
Yeah. But she's going to her second straight state tournament.
Right.
So last year she finished 17th out of 88. I mean, our goal this year, I mean, my goal for her, I'd like to see her finish in the top 10, and I think she can. You know, she's played against some of the really best players in the state this year, and she's done well.
Does she ever come out with a Boston Brewers jersey and act like Happy Gilmore? She's quite the hockey player.
Yeah, she's very good.
She is scrappy in the corners. That girl is she can dig in end corners, and she is dangerous out on offensively too.
Yeah, she's very focused on the hockey rink, in the hockey rink and on the golf course. She's very focused. She wants to do well, and she puts the work in, and that's what you have to do. And she'll play a lot this summer. I mean, she is in a lot of tournaments. She plays in the Players Tour. There's a junior PGA, and then the next step up is a Players Tour, and three of the girls are playing in the Players Tour this year. Because then you get to play against some of the best kids in the state, and it makes you better.
Right.
You know, so it's fun to watch.
So I know that you are more involved with the girls. I don't know if you keep a close eye with the boys. I wasn't able to get a hold of Adam earlier today, but what's the guys? Do you know what the guys' situation is right now?
Well, I know the boys, they had their section meet on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I think they finished in fourth. They did have their best round of the year on Tuesday. They shot an even 300. And then I think they shot 310 on Wednesday, but they didn't have anybody advance. I think it was Rochester Mayo won the section, and I think one or two of the boys finished like one or two shots out of advancing this year. But I mean, last year they had Nate, and that was a big difference when you can throw that 69, 68 at somebody, and they didn't have anybody who could be that quite that good this year.
Right.
But they've got a lot of kids still coming back. I mean, there's some young kids in this town, the young boys and girls that are good, and they're going to continue to get better because they work at it. They play a lot.
Do they just get to golf just about anywhere, or is it just strictly the Northfield Country Club, Willingers? Where do they go? Do they go anywhere?
Yeah, they...
Like today, there's no practice, but they can go play.
Yeah, the girls that are members of the golf course, of golf club, don't play out at Northfield today. But during the summer when they're playing the junior PGA events, they're playing all over. I know the Johnson girls, they play in Red Wing, they play in Rochester. I think they might even have a... There is even one at Willingers. There's a Hurricane group, it's called, and they're coming out to Willingers, and I think some of the girls are playing in that. But there are several different golf courses where they go, because it's in that junior PGA Tour. They go to a lot of different places, and they play 18 holes. It's an 18-hole event, and some of them are twice a week. The players' tours are 36-hole events. They play 2 days in a row. And I think Emerson's playing in 7 or 8 junior tournaments, players' tour tournaments. The Johnson girls are playing in 9 player tours and I think 8 junior PGA events. They've got 17 events this summer. I think Emerson is going to be playing in the state amateur. I know she's been trying to get into that. And maybe even the state open. And then you're playing against some really more veteran players.
Right.
But that just helps her get better.
But she gets to play then basically from March until, October, whatever, before she gets back into hockey skates. What about during that time, during the hockey season? Is there a dome or something like that they go to? Or are you, because of the fact that, they're playing hockey, you guys kind of leave them alone? It's up to their discretion. How does that work?
Yeah, we can't have any contact with them. We can have contact with them basically now until July 31st, except for the week of July 4th. And we'll all get together with the girls a couple times. We'll bring them out to Willingers and they'll play out there. But then when you're after that, there's no contact until your season starts. So girls hockey, their season starts probably, their first practice, I think, is like the end of October and first week in November. And then ours will be somewhere around the 16th of March next year. So, we can converse with them, we just can't have any golf practice.
Got it. No organized practice.
Nothing organized.
If they walk up to you in the middle of the hallway and go, "Hey, coach,
yeah,
I've been working on this. What can you tell me? Are you allowed to if
we
they
can, we can talk to them, but we can't really show them things.
Got it. Well, so you said Monday night, I think, is a banquet, right?
Yep. Monday night.
So that's the end of the season, basically, banquet.
Yes.
So you're going to say hello and goodbye to all your seniors. How many seniors you got on the squad this year?
This year, Marie Lubensky was our only senior.
Okay.
Marie couldn't play as a junior because she was recovering from a concussion from basketball. And she played pretty well this year. She shot a PR one day of 87, so she played well. I think that year that she lost, she would have been a little better because she would have got to play more. And I think Marie will continue to play past high school, but not competitively. She'll play socially. I know she's going to play tennis at St. Benedict's because that's her number one sport.
Okay.
So, and she was great to have on the team. She was one of the co-captains. Her and Emerson were co-captains. So it was very nice to have Marie here this year. I mean, she showed commitment last year because even though she couldn't play, she came out and practiced. She was a member of the team. She just couldn't play last year. So that showed a lot of commitment to her.
So, and that's a week from Tuesday?
A week from Tuesday is the state tournament. Yeah, we go up on the Monday, the 13th. Is it the 12th. Monday the 12th, we go up. We have a practice round at 10:44 in the morning. And then there's a banquet that night. The Class 3A boys and girls banquet's held together. And they'll honor basically every section. The kids stand up and they get introduced.
Can you crash the 4A party?
There is no 4A.
Oh, okay. How about the 2A? Can you crash that party?
It's in a different spot.
Depends on what kind of food they have.
Yeah. The 1A and the 2A, they're each banquet's held in a different location.
Got it. So. Got it.
And then Tuesday morning, this year the girls play first, so we'll probably have a tee time somewhere around 7:30 to 8 o'clock. So we'll stay up Monday night and Tuesday night, and then because we go early both days. We stayed up last year, even though we had later afternoon. It just, you don't have to travel then. You're only going 5 minutes.
So you as a coach, you got some assistant coaches, things like that. Is everyone going on that trip?
No, only one of us is allowed to coach her because we only have one. If we would, if the team would have made it, I would have had two coaches. But would it just be one? I'll go up with her. I'm sure the girls on the team are going to come up and watch her and support her. They'll probably come up hopefully Tuesday and Wednesday to support her. I know Mr. Stevens is going to come up, and him and I'll converse a lot those 2 days to help Emerson out. He's not allowed to talk to her. Only I'm allowed to talk to her. Mm. They're pretty strict on that.
Sure.
So if he sees something he wants me to relay, he'll just tell me and then I'll let her know.
So then is it Robbinsdale? Where's that at? That's Bunker.
Bunker Hills is in Coon Rapids.
Coon Rapids, okay.
They've held the state up there for several years.
Right. Beautiful course. It's got some good distance on it.
It does.
I mean, so, but you did, I believe, you guys golfed up there earlier in the season.
Yeah, we played up there on the 19th and 20th of May. We had a 2-day invitational. There was 20 teams up there. Some really good teams. I think, I can't remember who won that. I know Minnetonka was in there. Maple Grove was in there. The top teams in the state were there. Alexandria. We finished 11th, which was okay for us. We could have probably done a little better.
Sure.
We had a couple. You know, one day it was cold the first day. We played much better the second day. It was nice and warm. But it gave the girls a chance to bond. You know, we stayed up there.
Sure.
They all had dinner together. So they had a lot of fun there.
So do you tell them when they're putting to breathe in or breathe out?
You know, I kind of just let them go.
There are so many myths in this game, isn't there, though?
Yeah.
Like somebody will say, you know, okay, I always like to breathe in, hold it, and then a putt, and then I exhale, or vice versa, or the other way around. Or there's so many fun little myths in the game, isn't there?
Everybody's different. When I putt, I read the green quick. I get up there, I hit the ball. You know, I don't mess around.
Right.
But I just, that's how I relax. I just want to get it, hit it and be done with it.
Then you get that other genius that's up there for 15 minutes eyeing that thing up and misses it 4 feet left.
Yeah.
And you want to choke him.
And then misses the one coming back.
Mel Miller, head coach of the girls golf team, joins us this morning. Mel, thanks so much for coming in today. It's rare that I ever get to see you on a Saturday. It's amazing. What are you going to do? Are you literally get a day off?
Yeah, I have the day off.
What in God's name are you going to do with yourself?
Well, I actually have a grab party to go to today.
So. Oh, well, there you go. Yep. Something to keep you busy.
Yep.
Alrighty. Mel, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in. Good luck to you, and of course, good luck to the young lady, Emerson Garley, who is participating in state a week from Tuesday up there in Coon Rapids. Stick around. We got more with Meet the Raider, and the Raider scoreboard is all coming up right here on 95.1 The One KYMN.
There's nothing better than riding my bike and spending time outside. When knee pain started to get in the way, I knew it was time to find help. I did my research and chose the orthopedics team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics. I was impressed by their personalized care. They really took the time to listen to my concerns so I could make an informed decision. 3 months later, I couldn't be happier. My knee feels great and I'm back outside. I appreciate the extra care I got from the orthopedic team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics.
Just Food Co-op is your locally owned natural food grocer. Sure, we've got locally produced meats, a great selection of fresh produce, and hormone-free dairy products. But did you know we also carry mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, tater tots, and cheese puffs? Minus the MSG and other artificial additives you really don't want your family eating. There's something for everyone's taste buds at the Co-op. Member or not, you're always welcome at Just Food Co-op, 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye and LASIK, we're swinging into spring. Spring is here and it's time to get outdoors. Hiking, biking, boating, walking, or running. Let's make this a spring free of glasses or contacts. Ritchie Eye and LASIK will help you swing into spring with up to $500 off all of our LASIK treatments.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Remember that special teacher who took the time to work with you one-on-one after school, helping you finally pass that difficult subject? Well, it's like that with the mortgage lenders at Merchants Bank when you're buying a new home. Let's face it, home buying is unfamiliar and can be overwhelming. Merchants lenders know this. So, like their special student, they'll help you understand different financing options and weigh the pros and cons of each. In the end, your passing grade will be the financing that fits you and a house that you'll be happy to call home. Merchants Bank, equal housing lender, loan subject to approval.
Northfield Construction Company is proud to be celebrating 50 years in business. We are very thankful for the support and trust the Northfield community has given us in that time to build quality residential and commercial projects. As we prepare for the next 50 years, Northfield Construction Company will now be called NCC Builders. The new name keeps the tie to our past and also prepares us for the next 50 years of building our greater Southern Minnesota community. Call us today for your next project at 507-645-8975 or visit us online at nccbuilders.com. Thank you, Northfield, for making the past 50 years great.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on a Saturday morning. 18 minutes in front of 10. Plenty of sunshine and an occasional cloud or two sneaking around the back door, if you will. We're at about 73 with plenty of sunshine here in the Northfield area this morning. And Red Wing boys will be up and running at 11 o'clock. Josh Spitzak just told me that they're warming up right now, but I couldn't get any further details on that. This is the Section 1 AAA semifinals for the section for the Northfield Raiders. They'll be taking on Byron this afternoon. Byron with a 16-game season, winning season. So not anyone to take lightly at all, and that's coming up at 11 o'clock in Red Wing. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, the boys and girls track teams head to Lakeville South, and they'll try to compete and see if we can advance a couple of people to the state tournament. And we just got done listening to Mel Miller, the head coach of the girls' golf team. And, of course, Emerson Garley moving on again to state back-to-back this year, and just an outstanding golfer this year. She's had some really good games. She's shot, I believe, a 74 is one of her top scores here so far this year. So we wish her well. She's not going to be participating in the state finals until a week from Tuesday. So she's got a little practice ahead of her yet this season. So what should we do? Should we do the meet the Raiders? Should we do the meet? Or should we find out what's going on with the scoreboard? What do you think? Evan, what do you think? What should we do?
Here is this week's Raider Sports Lowdown, where we will go through the highlights from this past week's Raider Sports.
Thank you.
The boys' golf team competed in the Section 1 AAA section tournament this week. On the first day, the Raiders shot a team score of 300. Jeb Sawyer shot a 73, Will Cashin shot a 75, Eli Kern shot a 75 as well, and Ike Vesey shot a 77. Then on the second day, the Raiders shot a team score of 310. For a total team score of 610. The Raiders competed well and were only 9 shots off Rochester Mayo, who became the sectional champions and are going off to state. Ike Vesey finished 10th place individually, and Jeb Sawyer finished 12th. The girls' golf team also competed in their section tournament. On the first day, the Raiders had a total score of 345. Emerson Garley was tied for first with a shot of 76. And then on the second day, Northfield came back even stronger. They shot a 359 and beat every other team on the day. However, it wasn't enough to come back from the deficit they were in. With a total score of 704, the Raiders claimed second in the section. On day two, Emerson Garley separated from the leader pack with a score of 79 and a total score of 155, which earned her section champion and first qualifier for the state championship. The boys and girls track teams were in section action this week as well. They had prelims on Thursday, and they will compete in finals later today in Lakeville. The boys had a strong prelim meet with Braden Brecky finishing second in the 100-meter dash with a time of 10.44 seconds, Sam Fallon and Nathan Amundsen finishing second and third in the 800-meter dash with a time of 159.25 and 159.57, respectively. Soren Richardson finished 8th in the 2-mile with a time of 10 minutes and 11 seconds. Johan Schroer finished 5th in the 300-meter hurdles. Hayden Kelly and Joey Schultz finished 6th and 7th in the shot put and Stephen Feig finished 5th in pole vault. On the girls' side, Josie Houck finished 6th in the 800 with a time of 2:26.55. Peyton Kwas finished 5th in the 2-mile with a time of 12 minutes 6 seconds. And Amber Mahal won the high jump with a height of 5 feet 2 inches. The Northfield girls softball team went into this week with one loss in the double elimination section softball tournament. This Tuesday, they competed against Farmington. The game was scoreless going into the 7th inning. In the final inning, Northfield scored 2 runs, but Farmington scored 4. So the Raiders took their second loss and were eliminated from the section playoffs. Courtney Graff hit a triple and had 3 strikeouts on the mound. Lucy Menson had an RBI hit, and Riley Blandon had 5 strikeouts on the mound. In section play, the girls' lacrosse team were defeated by Mankato 9-6, and the boys' lacrosse team were defeated by Rochester Mayo 18-5. The boys' baseball team is in the midst of their section play as well. On Tuesday, they played Stuartville and beat them 7-2. Nolan Thompson had 5 strikeouts on the mound. And on the offensive side, the Raiders played a more strategic game. Howie Reister hit a double, and while base running, both Howie and Seth Thompson were able to steal home off of a pitching error. Austin Kep hit an RBI double that drove in Camden Kaiser. And with bases loaded, the Raiders were able to bring runners in with the combination of a sacrifice fly, a walk, and Jake Geiger also stole home. These plays all totaled the Raiders 7 runs. On Saturday, they will play the Byron Bears with hopes to continue on their road to the state championship. That's it for this week's Raider Sports Lowdown.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
What was that sound? Oh wow, I guess that rapidly spinning belt in my car really was important. To prevent disaster and keep your investment running smoothly, there is no maintenance simpler and more effective than replacing belts and hoses. Protect your ride with Witt Brothers Service, where their automotive technicians will check your belts and hoses for signs of wear and keep you cruising. For all your automotive maintenance and repair needs, drive to Witt Brothers, located at 701 Division Street, downtown Northfield.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders! Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Hey, welcome back to the Raider Wrap on a Saturday morning. 10 minutes in front of 11. 79, plenty of sunshine on its way to 89 today. And maybe a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. Hopefully, it won't go past Lakeville South there. The track team participating in the section finals going on this afternoon. 4 o'clock this afternoon up in Lakeville South. It'll be boys and girls track going after it. Looks like the 4x800 has a chance to advance the state with a couple of other opportunities there.
So we'll see how that all pans out. Thank you to Janet Smith for joining me this morning. Try to get Josh Spitzak on, but of course he's coaching the boys baseball team, and they are in Red Wing as we speak. They're warming up for an 11 o'clock showdown against Byron. Byron, of course, 16-game winner this season as well. So a winner to advance and continue into post-section play. Wanted to talk to maybe Marty Johnson a little bit today. Didn't have that opportunity. Marty, of course, the head coach of the boys tennis team, and they were not able to advance anyone here recently in this past week as the singles tournaments were held in the past week. But all in all, pretty good season for the tennis team. Mel Miller joined us just a few minutes ago. So if you missed any of it, you want to listen back and find out what's going on or what you missed, all you got to do is go to kymnradio.net and go to programs, listen to the Raider Wrap. And then from there, all you have to do is click on today's date. So that's what you got going on. So coming up here in the Meet the Raider this afternoon, we're going to talk a little bit of fishing. And apparently it's in fishing like anything else. It's not called catching. It's called fishing. So I'm sure there is some degree of expertise, none of which I have attained in my entire life. But needless to say, let's see what's going on in this week's Meet the Raider. I think it's Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell are going to do the tag team WWE here this morning. Check it out.
Usually it only takes one inning. It takes one guy, whether he's the leadoff guy or at bottom of the lineup, it doesn't matter. One guy gets on, gets the team energized, get us going, and then we're good. Luck does play a role, but I think there's a lot of factors that you can really fine-tune to find the fish.
Welcome back to Meet the Raider, the number one youth-led Northfield sports radio show, hosted by yours truly, Liz Campbell.
And Evan Lowe. Today we're talking about the fishing team and baseball with athletes Gavin Novotny and Daniel Warden. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
So you two are both juniors, correct?
That's correct.
As junior year is coming to a close for both of you, has anything stuck out as a highlight?
It's going to come to an end soon. Slow down. Not go too fast. You got to enjoy everything. Seniors are graduating. They used to hate school, but now everyone's graduating, and they're like, oh, I want to stay here, you know.
Yeah, going off of what Gavin said, there's a lot that people say about high school, but most people hate it when they're in there, but then realize you only have 4 years of high school, and you can never go back, so just enjoy it while you're there.
Is there anything that really has just stuck out to you as, like, a memorable moment or something that you're really going to miss about junior year?
Well, I mean, everyone's got those moments with their friends, but definitely in the sports aspect, just football and everything else, building other families outside of your house.
And summer is right around the corner, but do you have any big summer plans?
Not really. Football morning lifts 4 times a week and then 3 football practices during the week. Baseball and basketball camp.
Yeah, basically the same thing. Football every day during the summer. Used to just have the camps, but now it's every morning. Lifting, fishing, baseball too, yeah.
Gavin, I know you have your own business. Could you talk a little bit about that? Mm-hmm. You can shout it out if you want to.
Yeah, I'm starting a lawn care and pressure washing business. You know, I like a few customers, so call me, email me.
What's the business called, Gavin?
Ducks. Ducks Lawn Care and Pressure Washing.
That's who I need to call if I need something done, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Cheap prices, free anything estimates. Done.
So right now you guys are in baseball, and you guys have had an incredible season. Could you tell me a little bit about how you think the season has gone?
Yeah, I think our seniors, they've stepped up in, like, leadership, doing a really good job because our junior class is pretty good. We got some good players, and they got some really good talent. And I think seniors are playing just as well, but they can also lead them, showing on and off the field how to play. And, yeah, that's why we're doing so good.
And you guys are both players on the baseball team. What positions do you guys play?
I'm more of a utility player, so kind of where we need to fill in the spots. I could go anywhere around the diamond.
Play outfield, yeah.
And you kind of talked a little bit about how the team has done this season. How do you guys think you've done individually this season in your performances?
I don't play a lot on the field, but I think I got a good role on the team. I'm a pinch runner. I know it may not seem that big, but I come in spots where we need a run late in the games, and then use my speed and steal some bases.
Yeah, I'd say I definitely had a successful season, too.
Yeah, and I know, like, the team in general is just outstanding. You guys had an opportunity at the conference championship. I know you had a doubleheader against Mayo a couple of weeks ago. But I also noticed that it went one apiece, and I kind of knew that going into that, if you guys won, you guys would have been conference champions. But since it did go one apiece, how did the conference standings kind of work out?
So I think we needed to win two to take it home. So the second game really didn't matter because they already took it, but...
Yeah, it didn't... And basically in the last week of the regular season, every team that we needed to win lost, and then every team that we didn't want to win won.
So you guys finished second in the conference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is still, I'm sure, a great improvement off of last year. Do you guys remember what place you finished last year?
Nowhere close to where we were this year, I know that.
And leading up to the baseball season this year, is there anything that the team did differently, or were there any other factors that led to this breakout season?
I'd say we definitely changed our culture completely. Had a little bit of a coaching switch too, but there's a lot of different factors that we changed this year to be more successful.
I think since we had the coaching switch, like Daniel said, we got a culture shift. So I don't know, I can't tell you really what it was, but like I think we're all committed as a team. We stay together, trust each other. I think that's what made the difference.
Yeah, and Gavin, both of you talked about culture. But working as a team in baseball is one of the main reasons. Like, you can have a couple good players, but if your team isn't all connected and working together, it's not going to work out for you. So how do you think, as a team, you guys have worked on, like, being bonded and just in that way, being close to your teammates?
I'd definitely say we had a lot more of a, like, type family this year. With the other years, it didn't really, like, seem like that. But this year, we definitely grew way closer together. I feel like we spent more time together, too. And there's a lot more, like, connections during playing T-ball through the MYBA all the way up until we were, like, 13, 14 years old, the same travel ball team. We literally knew of each other and spent so much time with each other when we were younger. And we grew up together just on those teams for, like, two seasons out of the year. Fall ball and summer ball, that's what definitely made us a lot closer.
We all played NYBA together, so we all played in the summer, and then we played traveling ball, go to spring, fall, summer, so literally three seasons of baseball. We're all together. Doesn't matter what team you're on, double A, triple A, single A, whatever, we all play together. And then the older guys, like, this year's the first time we've really been with them, like, playing with them, so we got to, like, make a bond with them. But I think that was really quick. Like, we quickly figured out how to play with each other, and I think it went really well.
And right now you guys are in the section playoffs. How do you think the team has been feeling throughout the past couple of games?
Definitely on the high road. The atmosphere is definitely way better and increased, but we still are staying humble knowing that the other teams are geared up with their best players ready to face us.
Yeah, so we've been playing really good lately. Before we lost to Mayo, I think we're on a 12-game win streak. So we're playing really well at the right time, right at the end of the season. Yeah, our pitching's been really good, and we always expect the other team, since we're the top team, we expect them to throw their best guys, give us their best, and I think we've been taking the challenge to them.
Yeah, and Gavin, you guys right now are the number one seed in the playoffs. Going into the semifinal game, which is coming up, what day will that be on again?
It's tomorrow at 11 in Red Wing.
Who are you guys playing against?
We're playing Byron, the three seed.
And going into that game, Gavin and Daniel, how do you think the team is feeling?
I think we're feeling well. We got some good pitchers left, so our arms aren't that sore. We've been playing really well lately, and, you know, the teams are just going to be getting better because the tournament's getting closer to the championship, but I think that means you play harder, stick together. That's when you trust each other the most.
And what is something that either you personally or you think the team needs to work on to be able to make it to the state tournament this year?
Yeah, sometimes we'll come out cold in games, we'll come out flat-footed, so I think we need to get started faster, get the bats going quicker, but usually it only takes one inning. It takes one guy, whether he's the leadoff guy or at the bottom of the lineup, it doesn't matter. one guy gets on, gets the team energized, get us going, and then we're good.
After this game against Byron, how many more games will you have to win to be able to make it to the state tournament?
I think it's probably about two more games if we win both of them.
If you're just tuning in to the Raider Wrap this week, we are meeting with baseball and fishing athletes Gavin Novotny and Daniel Warden.
Kind of diving into